Now, the Iraqi army, backed by Shia and Sunni volunteer forces, are pressing ahead with their offensive against ISIL terrorists to fully retake the strategic city of Tikrit. Let's go to near Tikrit itself and talk to Press TV's Roshan Saglami, correspondent currently there. Roshan, over to you. What part of the city of Tikrit remains to be recaptured by the Iraqi army?
Yes, dear. We are now in west of Tikrit. We are at the outskirts of Tikrit, the Iraqi forces are away from us a few meters. Now, the Iraqi forces were able from the western axis of operations to take over the area of Hayakel and pushing towards the area of the industrial neighborhood. Now, from the southern area, they were able to take the Shishon Valley, and from the northern area, they were able to take the Tin neighborhood and trying to advance towards the Qadisiyah neighborhood. Now, the ISIL militants are trying to send cars full of explosives from the Ambar area and from the area of near Biji and the Spiker military base. Now, Spiker and Biji are under the Iraqi forces' control. However, those explosive devices... There is a truck heading towards us now. And the Iraqi forces are trying now to bomb the cars that are coming towards us. They're coming to bomb our locations. I think the ISIL militants know exactly where the journalists are and where the Iraqi forces are, because yesterday when we went to the advanced locations towards the Iraqi forces where they're clashing with ISIL militants, we heard them saying that this particular house has journalists in it and has Iraqi forces, and they knew the exact number of us and they targeted us. And as you know, that one of our team, the cameraman, was injured. Fortunately, his injury was minor. So ISIL militants are trying to resist very hard and strongly. They are using explosive devices as a way to defend themselves. They're trying to use the cars full of explosives towards us and the Iraqi forces, as well as the explosives set on the roads and mines, and of course rockets and mortar shells against us. Now what is happening exactly is that the Iraqi forces are still working on the same exact three axes of operations that they were working on before. The axes of operations are the eastern one, which they advanced towards the Fatha area, and they are trying to secure the other area beside the river from the other side. The western axes, where we are right now, I'm sorry, it seems that clashes are right now taking place. They're trying to shoot towards some car that is coming towards us. Now, right. The western axis is trying to work on the area of Hayakel and to move towards the industrial area. Also, the northern axis is trying to move towards the Qadisiyah. And, of course, we have the southern axis that is trying to move 1 kilometer towards the Fatha area, towards the river.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. Press News, Roshan Saglami reporting from near Tikrit. Thanks, Roshan, and stay safe.